Chuck said that he's been trying to get you for a couple of years, but was never able to convince you to come as a free agent, so that's why they had to trade for you.
Yeah, well, you know, perfect timing. All the stars aligned, and I'm finally here, so I'm loving it. Couldn't have been a more perfect time in my career to come to a story program like the Celtics.
What's it been like playing against the Celtics?
Well, it's not been fun. I don't think I've beaten them. So
really?
It hadn't been fun. You know, I don't know. I don't think I've beaten the Celtics since probably I was with Orlando. So, you know, that was a while ago. That was like 3 years ago.
So. Can't beat them, join them?
Yeah, man, that's kind of how this is working out.
They've had a hard time the last couple of years here, and you probably may have heard this from Rajon, finding a true point guard to back up Rajon. Have you talked to him about what you can do for him in terms of...
No, I haven't had an opportunity to talk about what I can do for him. What I had, I've had an opportunity to practice against him every day, and I think that'll make me a better player. But I'm not necessarily a traditional point guard. I can play the one position. I'm very effective at that position. I can defend two positions, so that gives me an opportunity to be on the court a little bit at the shooting guard. But, you know, I can embrace the point guard position. I love playing it, and I'm looking forward to any opportunity that I can get.
You've been in the league a long time.
Oh, come on now. Not that long. Come on.
You know, a couple of years.
Okay.
All right. Why aren't there more true point guards?
I don't know. I mean, if you look at the way the position has evolved, you can go back, you know, to the Allen Iverson, Stephon Marbury, Steve Francis, Derrick Rose, Russell Westbrook, and that position has definitely evolved. You know, some of the more athletic guys who maybe aren't big enough to play the two position, but athletic enough to do everything you can do with the basketball. You know, it's just kind of been like a hybrid type player that's been, you know, over the last 10 years.
Is there as much of a true point guard as there is in the NBA?
Rondo?
Yeah.
Oh, man, Rondo is he's about as pure as they come.
So are you more comfortable at the one or the two?
I'm more comfortable at the one. That's where I played the bulk of my minutes in the league. You know, I haven't played a lot of minutes at the two, with the exception of the last 3 years. But before that, it was just all one.
Have you talked to Ray at all about your little incident when he was with the Sonics?
The Sonics, is that even a team anymore?
No, it's not.
That's ancient history. Right. I mean, at the end of the day, when Ray and I saw each other the next time after the fight, we had a conversation and we embraced each other. And at the end of the day, it was the heat of the battle. And, you know, I have a lot more respect for him. I know he has a lot more respect for me. Sometimes you know a man better when you put it, when you fight. But, you know, he's been nothing but a phenomenal influence since I've been here. I've had a chance to spend some time with him over the summer with some of the union business. And so I'm just looking forward to, you know, being here and being a part of this organization.
Who won that fight?
Man, nobody wins in a basketball fight. The NBA won. They got all the fine money. They always win, right?
When you said that you compared him to Rondo, how do you see him pushing him through?
Well, I mean, pushing me, I don't really need much of a push. I'm pretty self-motivated. I think I can learn, you know, just some of the little tricks. I mean, he's a guy who averages a lot of assists. And so I can just pick up some little techniques from him, and maybe he can pick up some things from me as well. And we're just, you know, trying to make each other better every day.
One thing Doc was talking about is the focus of the newcomers. Get on board right away because I knew it was close. He said it, he admitted it, and he thinks it's enough to just get across and you guys quickly have it.
Well, I mean, I came in focused. This is the opportunity of a lifetime for me. So I don't have any time to waste. I want to pick up the system as quick as I can, offensively and defensively, so I won't be a liability when I'm on the court. You know, if I'm a liability on the court, not only do I hurt my team, I hurt my family. So I got to be ready to play.
So how does your experience help you with that?
Oh, my experience has made me who I am. You know, I've had some hardships in this league, and, you know, I've always been able to persevere and work my way through, you know, adversity. And so this is another chance for me to come out and prove, you know, to the world that I can play basketball. You know, I think still a lot of people don't really know me unless you're a true NBA fan. And so I think it'll be a unique chance for me to, you know, be able to prove myself to the world.
This fence is shaking up. A lot of veterans who have done some good things elsewhere. Is that a sign that we're really going for it this year, that we have four or five or six guys on the team come in? And
yeah, I think we have a lot of depth. I mean, I think we got guys who can play. And we have guys who can play multiple positions, so there's some interchangeable pieces right there. And so, you know, we know in a season that, you know, we haven't really experienced anything like this. You know, depth will be important and getting guys ready to play, you know, on those back-to-back, you know what I mean? That's going to be, we're going to need our whole team. So I'm looking forward to that challenge.
Is coming off the bench here maybe different just because of who's ahead of you? I mean, knowing that, you know, you're on the bench here, it's a little bit different than coming off the bench somewhere else.
Well, I don't know, man. I've been coming off the bench my whole career. So, you know, it's going to be normal as it is to me. You know, I'll be ready for whatever. Like, I understood that a long, long time ago, and this is probably one of the reasons why I've been able to last. Is if you get 5 minutes or you get 15 or you get 20, 30, whatever, you got to be prepared to do your job, you know, even at those times when you don't want to. It may be situations where you might not play much, and then they may need you for a foul, for free throw shooting, or anything. So you got to be entrenched in the game. You got to be ready to perform.
How do you stay prepared?
I stay loose during timeouts. I stay engaged in the game. I'm a fan of the game, so I love watching it. I love to hoop. I love to watch hoops. I love to be around hoops. So it's nothing to me. It's all I know. I've always been a backup, so it's all I know. And I know that, and my opponents know as well, when I come in the game, it ain't going to take me much long. It ain't going to take me long to get warmed up. I'm going to be ready to go. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's a pretty good team. You know, I think what I can do is I can come and bring some consistency with the backup point guard position. I can defend pretty well. I can make some open shots. You know what I mean? I'm still a little athletic, you know, even with my age. So I think I can bring a lot. You know, I also bring a lot off the court. I'm in the locker room, in practice. I practice hard every day. The young guys, Avery is a guy who I want to, like, reach out to because, you know, he's similar to me in the sense that, you know, he's a tweener. And I told him I want to take him from being a tweener to a combo. I'm known as a combo guard now. Tweener isn't good, so I want to help him get to that combo range.
How important is character amongst players? I just talked about this the other day, bringing guys a really good character, even if they're on the bench.
I think that's very important. Chemistry is something that's so underrated in our game. And we have so many players like myself, you know, who may not be a superstar player, but are very influential on teams. And I've been influential on teams, you know, my whole career. And you don't necessarily, you know, sometimes get your value for what you bring. But, you know, it's appreciated when you get an opportunity like this to stick around and come to a great situation. You know what I mean? You know you're appreciated.
How well are you measuring today?
It's nothing for me to fit in. You know, it's great for me because at this point in my career, I don't necessarily have to be a leader. I'm not a captain on this team. I've been a captain on my last two teams, so I don't have to, like, fight every battle, you know. So it's easy to just fit in and come out and just do the job.
Is that going to be an adjustment not being a captain?
No adjustment. It's something that I'm, you know, my hairline may start back, coming back down a little bit. The grades may start to, you know, go away as well. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're the captain, it's a lot of responsibility, and especially with some of the younger guys, you know, the new generation, they're a little bit harder to get through. So I'm, you know, Kevin and Ray and Paul, they pretty much hold it down. I don't really have to say too much.
Practice the way they, you know. I know they won.
If I had to compare this situation to any of my situations, it would be, you know, with my two terms with Stan Van Gundy. One in Miami, one my third year in Orlando. Very good team, veteran team. You know, some of the same defensive principles, et cetera. But this is a very unique situation for me. I haven't been in situation only one other time in my career where I knew I was going into it, like, and we're competing for it now for world championships. I'm looking forward to it.
What was the other one?
Miami, Shaq's first year in Miami. I don't know what the future holds for me. I love being around basketball. I also love business. So, you know, between the two of them, I'll be able to find a living afterwards.